Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, The Plagues of Egypt. The Egyptian god Heket is the goddess of fertility, represented by a form of a frog. My story today, God will make a mockery of this god Heket, as God sends another plague on Egypt. Moses and Aaron arrived in the court of Pharaoh with the same demand from God. Let my people go, that they may worship and feast to their God in the wilderness. But if you refuse, then I will smite the land of Egypt with frogs. Pharaoh was not impressed and called his court magicians to show these boys that this was an easy trick. The magician used their secret arts to call up frogs from the land of Egypt. So Aaron went out and held his hand high over the Nile River and the other waters, and frogs poured out of the waters and covered all of Egypt. Frogs in houses, frogs in bedrooms, frogs everywhere. Now, they had Pharaoh's attention, for he called the boys back and asked, "Entreat the Lord of the Hebrews to remove the frogs from me and my people. Then I will let your people go, that they may sacrifice to their God." Moses said to Pharaoh, "Tomorrow the frogs will leave your home, your servants' houses and lands, to return to the Nile River. The frogs, though, will remain in the Nile, to demonstrate that there is no other God like the God of the Hebrews." Moses cried out to God concerning the frogs, which the Lord had infected on the Egyptian. The Lord did as Moses asked, and in the morning the frogs left the houses, the courts, and the fields. As the frogs died off, people piled them up in great heaps, so that there was a stench over the land. When Pharaoh saw there was relief, Pharaoh hardened his heart and did not listen to them, as the Lord predicted. Finally, Moses and Aaron are making progress with Pharaoh. This time they caught his attention, even if it was only just for a day. Remember that Pharaoh is God in Egypt, and just one day later, he did not recognize the Hebrew God. What is the next plague, you ask? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.